Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. Yesterday, as news that a handful of Democrats in the Senate, along with independent Angus King, had reached an agreement to open the government without a deal to prevent health insurance premiums from skyrocketing, there was an outcry from others in the party. Graham Plattner, the Democrat challenging Susan Collins, was among them. He spoke to a crowd at Food and Medicine in Brewer Monday afternoon.
We are here at Food and Medicine. It's not food or medicine. And we have found ourselves in a situation where Republicans are happy to try to put hungry kids up against providing money to extend the ACA to make sure that working families in the state of Maine can still have access to somewhat affordable health care options. It's disgusting. I want to be very clear that the moment we are in is because of the Republican Party and Susan Collins. Collins and her Republican colleagues were the ones that cut the ACA in the first place, and they did all of this just so Donald Trump and the GOP could give a giant tax break to the wealthiest people in this country. For the past several weeks, Democrats have been fighting back against Trump and fighting for health care. For the first time in a long time, Democrats in D.C. fought back and have held the line. But that all changed last night when several Democrats folded. Instead of holding the line, several Democrats teamed up with Republicans and cut a deal that, to be blunt, will hurt the working people of Maine. This deal is a disaster, and we're going to have real-life consequences to it. And I want to take a minute and spell out what all this looks like. This deal will now raise health care premiums for over 20 million Americans. In Maine, over 50,000 people are at risk of seeing giant increases to their premiums, doubling, tripling, and in some cases, even quadrupling what they pay monthly in premiums. That means at a time when so many are already struggling to get by, people will now have to deal with that kind of pressure on their monthly budget just so they can continue to afford health care. Additionally, this deal will now pave the way for more than 15 million Americans to be thrown off their health insurance if they have Medicare or rely on the ACA. I want to be very straightforward with the people of Maine. When you see your health care premiums go up, when you see your neighbors lose their coverage altogether, remember that this is not an accident. This is the political system working exactly as Susan Collins and the Republicans have designed it to work. Because of this deal, real people will suffer, and Mainers will have less money in their pockets because they now have to pay more money in health care. We are now on the path to watch more and more Americans lose their health care. And I want to be clear that I will always fight for the people of Maine because I understand that when we fight, we win. Yeah. And when we hold the line for working people, we win. However, many politicians continue to fail to understand this. They see all of this as a game. But I can tell you, down here in the real world, this is not a game. When premiums double, it destroys people's lives. It's not a game that when someone loses health care coverage, it is a matter of life and death down here in the real world. I want to reiterate my call for Leader Schumer to step down.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
He is just not built for this moment and does not have the fight or the leadership skills to lead the caucus at this point in American history. I am running for United States Senate because we need leaders who actually want to fight for people. Yeah. I am running because I care about the people that I live around. I care about my community. I care about my neighbors, and I care about the people of Maine. And I care about the actual material outcomes of policy. I care when people lose their health care. Today, I am making a promise to the people of Maine. I will always fight back. I will always hold the line. And I will not blink when it comes to fighting to ensure that your healthcare costs are lower and to make your life better. And I will always stand up to anyone who is trying to make the lives of working Mainers harder. A better world is possible for Mainers. We just need leaders who are willing to fight for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was U.S. Senate candidate and Hancock County native Graham Plattner speaking at Food and Medicine in Brewer yesterday. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.